Everybody. So oftentimes when something just pops out at me, meaning I hear something twice, then it must be that I'm supposed to speak about it. And this morning after davening, I opened up the Sefer Tuvchei Abihu, and the one from Yitzchak Zilberstein, I believe it's one of the first Sfarim he came out with. And the only piece on this week's parasha is about Aaron and Moshe, about the pasuk that after it discusses the lineage of some of the Bnei Yisrael up to Shevet Levi. So right after it says, who are Aaron and Moshe? And Rashi right away points out, says Rashi, Yesh b'kol Moshe makdim Aaron and Moshe. Sometimes the Torah says Aaron before Moshe. Yesh b'kol Moshe makdim Moshe l'Aaron. Sometimes Moshe comes before Aaron. Loman l'chosh eskulim ke'echad. Tells that they're equal. So it's a beautiful idea. I read what he wrote in the Tuvchei Abihu. He quoted Moshe Feinstein, the Rash Moshe. And then on the way here, I was listening to a parsha shir, and the person who is talking said over the same idea, he quoted the Kovetz Ma'amorim from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. So I said, it must be, I'm supposed to speak about it. So just as an introduction, you know, if you're going to give a parsha from his parsha Va'era, you know, one would think, you talk about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, which is really the point of the Esther Makos. Of course, we have seven in this week's parsha. The pasuk tells us that Paro says, Mi Hashem Asher Esh Mekol, who's Hashem? So the truth, and the psukim that introduce the Makos say, Ani Hashem Bekev Aretz, Ein Kamoni Mekol Aretz. The whole idea of Sipur Yitzhizim, and certainly the Makos, is to ingrain and internalize Emunah. So to speak about this pasuk about Aaron and Moshe, that they're equal, you know, maybe that's, you know, not an interesting, maybe that doesn't necessarily speak out Emunah. So let's speak about what it means that Aaron and Moshe could be equal, and then maybe it will also shed light on this idea of Emunah, which certainly is the focus of this parasha. I also saw it quoted in a Be'er parasha of Malach Biederman, says that the letters of Va'era stand for Ani Rishon Vani Achron. This parasha is really dedicated to Emunah B'Hashem, seeing what Hashem could do with Teva, and Emunah B'Hashem and his Hashgacha in the world and his power in the world. So Rav Moshe Feinstein starts off with asking, I don't understand, how in the world can we say that Aaron and Moshe were equal? We know lo kam Moshe, there was no Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we even say the words that they're equal? So Rav Moshe Feinstein gives two answers. Answer number one is that both had a mission. True, Moshe Rabbeinu's mission was larger in a greater scale. Obviously, he was the Moshiach, and he was the savior of the Jewish people, and obviously, his role was primary. However, Aaron also had a huge role. And like anything, like any people who have a role in a company, in a yeshiva, there are people who have big roles and smaller roles. But they're both significant, and each one is needed to do their role. Otherwise, you don't accomplish it. Right? I guess a sports marshal, right? There's a pitcher, right? He's involved in every single pitch. And then, you know, and there's a left fielder. Lahavdil Alpha Havdalos. And when they win the championship, they get a different ring, and it could very well be that the left fielder, he's not going to be involved in every play, but it could be he'll be paid more. The word is that every person has a role. So Moshe had a role, and he did his role perfectly, and Aaron had a role, and he did his role perfectly. So if everybody does their role, so then they're equal. That's one pshat that Moshe Feinstein gives. The other pshat that Moshe Feinstein gives is based on the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that Yosef. The son of Yeshua was not feeling well, and his father came and said to him, "What do you see?" And he said that as he was going to the next world, he realized that in the next world, the people here that are higher and are actually lower in the next world, and people that are lower in this world, in the next world are really higher. So what's the pshat? And he explained that oftentimes we think that somebody here is great, right? But in reality, in the next world, they say, "Hey, you could have been so much greater. We gave you so many more resources and so many more talents. You could have been that much greater." And then the people we think here are low, in the next world, we realize that, you know what? They were low, but you know what? They had no talent at all. They had no strengths, but yet they overcame, they overachieved. The idea of overachieving and underachieving, and the idea of Moshe and Aaron is that they both of them overachieved. Both of them did everything to the max. And that's the other way that Moshe Feinstein answers the Shaila. But now I want to point out to you, in a similar vein, what Rav Elchanan Wasserman says about this, and it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah says the following. The Rambam says, "Shekol Adam Roi Lios Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu." Every single person can be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is even more of a question, right? The pasuk that we quoted said, Aaron was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. And now the Rambam comes along and says that every single person in this room, every single person in the world, every Jew in the world, well, he says, call Adam. Okay, it sounds like Adam is usually a reference to even non-Jews, can reach Moshe Rabbeinu's level. Even though the Torah says, lo kam k'moshe, nobody can be like Moshe. So the answer, I think, is Chanan Wasserman's answer, if I'm not mistaken. Now, when we say you can't reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's talking about Nevuah. But when it comes to tzidkus, righteousness, you could reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in righteousness. So he asks, so Rav Yochanan says, what? Aval be'emes hadar poshim mod she'i afshar l'shum odom l'hagim l'madrig also shum Moshe Rabbeinu gam b'tzidkaso. No. How can you reach the righteousness, the level of righteousness of Moshe Rabbeinu? We have to understand this Rambam. How could it be that every single person in this room can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, similar to Aaron HaKohen? It sounds to be preposterous, certainly not in Nevuah, and even in righteousness. Again, this is somebody who he saw things clearly in Nevuah, like no other Navi saw that's actually in Nevuah. Obviously, he went up to Shemayim, he learned Moshe Rabbeinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days, Pel, Daber Bo. How could it be that we can reach the level of Tzidkus? So we know at the end of the Torah, in Joseph Baruch Hu, the last few Pesukim, he calls Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem. He was an Eved Hashem. And in the first Pasuk in Yeshua, it also calls him Eved Hashem. Says the Radak the following. Listen to these words of the Radak. The Radak says, what's Pshat Eved Hashem? What's the description of an Eved? I imagine, we certainly in the beginning of Azorik, we came up with Mashkona Eved Kona Rabo. In the beginning of Azorik, we discussed this. One of the defining characteristics of an Eved is Mashkona Eved Kona Rabo. You don't have your own bailus. She'ain Kinyan Eved Below Rabo. You don't have any acquisitions without your Rebbe, without your master. V'yad Eved Kiyar Rabo, Umash Kona Eved Kona Rabo, U'kazeh HaMoshe Rabbeinu Shekol Kolchosov V'chushov, all of his strengths and feelings and everything he had, V'dato, and his knowledge, Hayukulon Kodosh Hashem, which means Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was that he was an Eved Hashem. What does an Eved mean? Any resource, any talent, any strength, any ability he had was kulo dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. V'hoshtamish ben l'shum tzorach akirak l'Hashem. He didn't use any part of his personality, of his abilities, of his capabilities. Nothing was used for anything other than serving the Ratz Hashem. And that's the description of Eved Hashem. V'amidah hazoz nejasa b'kol ish Yisrael. That midah, that type of approach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we are all expected to do. We're all expected to be Ovdei Hashem. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? To use everything we have, everything, the time, our talents, our intellect, our connections, our friends, our family, everything we have in life, to dedicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like it, Moshe Rabbeinu. And now we can understand that, as it says, everything comes back to the Daf HaYomi, right? The Gemara, we learned this past week, and Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, right? It was talking about somebody, Animashkin Lachti, a guy was talking to his friend, it called him his friend, and the proportion explained is the Nama Aretz, right? So the idea, he says, I go and I do my work, I learn Torah, and you go ahead and you work in mundane matters. And he says, V'shem Tomer ani marbe v'hum amet. Meaning, I'm going to do a lot, and he's going to do a little bit. Right. So V'shem Tomer ani marbe v'hum amet. I do a lot, and he does a little bit. Meaning, and Rashi says, if he tries to come to my job, and he tries to learn, it's not going to go. And the Gemara answer is, don't think like that. The key is, it doesn't matter how much or how little, as long as you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. The similar idea. It's not about if you're the savior of the Jewish people, or you're not the savior, or you're just a regular guy, you know, in Mitzrayim, carrying bricks, and just you have Emunah B'Hashem. It doesn't make a difference in this world if you're a yeshiva teaching thousands of people, or if you're a guy who learns for 5 minutes a day, because that's all you can do. And the Marsha actually explains this even more. He says, it's Dafka talking about that kind of person. Let me just quote to you the Marsha. He says it a little bit differently than Rashi, that he's not saying you won't be successful. He's saying that the little that he learns is not valuable. Okay? The Hach Ari Belomim B'chol Yom At Kefil Cholto. A person who learns every single day according to his ability. And then afterwards he goes to work. Basada in the field. I'm getting great schar and he's not getting any schar. The guy who works all day and only learns 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and he comes away with a few halachas, he doesn't know much. He's not going to have the same reward as I will, says the Marasha. Hashaninu we learn, no. Which means, that it doesn't make a difference. The echus, the amount, the quantity is not the key. It's the quality. If a person dedicates his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's honest in business the rest of the day, of course, obviously, if he could legitimately squeeze in another hour, another 2 hours of learning, of course, that he would have to do that. But under the situation, under the circumstance where he can only learn a certain amount, if everything he does is L'shem Shemayim, he can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he's called an Eved Hashem. I heard recently, I was listening to the Sima Shas, when I saw this past week, a few weeks after the Sima, Rav Asher Weiss quoted story that Rav Henkin Zatzal, one of the Gdolim of America, said over about the Chazon Ish, and he said when he was a young boy, he met the Chazon Ish by the house, I think if I'm not mistaken, by the house of Rav Chaim Ozer, the Rav of Kovna, something like that. And he was schmoozing with this young married man, called the Chazon Ish, Rav Mishai Karelitz. And he said, what are you doing here? Oh, I was like, what do you do? He said, I work in a store. He's like, oh, yeah, do you learn? He said, yeah, I learn when I have time. Now, this is the Chazon Ish, the Godel Ador. This is how he approached it. I learn when I have time. Something that we should all try to say, I learn when I have time. That's what an Eved Hashem is. It doesn't make a difference how much or how little. And the truth is, now that I'm thinking about it, Zilberstein quoted I couldn't find it inside, the Stipler, that in Chai Olam discusses this point. And he says, what oftentimes happens to Bachrim, Yeshiva Bachrim, what happens? Why do they get discouraged? Why don't they maximize their potential? Because oftentimes the person thinks, I'm not going to become anything. I'm not going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not going to become a Rebbe. I'm not going to become proficient in all of Shas. What's the point of doing it? What's the point? But you see from here, from the Gemara and from Aaron and Moshe, it doesn't matter what level you achieve. As long as you're doing the right thing. If you take your resource, if you're an Eved Hashem, and your actions and your time and the amounts of effort you put into your learning into your Avodas Hashem is the maximum you can do, so then you're shokel like Aaron, you're shokel like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's something we have to keep in mind. And the reason why people get discouraged is that they look around, they say, "Oh, I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that guy." No, the Torah is telling us, no, that's not the pshat. As long as you maximize your potential, then you're on that level. Just two more things. Number one, remember hearing the name of the Sfas Emes. We know that it says in the Mishnah of us, Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not for myself, who will be with me? So the Pasuk Pshat is, if I don't take care of myself, nobody else is going to take care of me. I got to worry about I got to take care of myself. I heard the Pshat as follows. Im ein ani li, if I don't do my job, if I don't become who I'm supposed to be, mi li, who am I? Each and every one of us have a specific tafkid. And we have to fulfill the tafkid. We don't have to worry about it. He may be a baki b'shas. He may know every Mishnah Berurah and every Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with me. I have to be the best one I can be. If I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing, then I'm nobody. All I have to worry about, I only have to measure myself against myself. I don't have to measure myself against anybody else. And the mashal was, that I remember from many years ago, was as follows, right? If the president of a company, if the president of the United States, somebody calls you up and says, you know, Goldschmidt, you're the only one that can do this particular job. You got to, tutor this guy, or teach in this place, or learn this masechta, or learn this daf, or whatever it is. You're the only one that can do it. Of course you would do it. If somebody comes to you and says you're the only one in the world who could do it, of course you'd be invigorated, you'd be excited, and you do it with tremendous interest and tremendous effort. So says this marshal, based on what I just told you from the Sfas Emes, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. When he puts you in this world and he gives you your neshama, and he says, you're the only one who could be you. You're the only one. You don't have to worry about him. You don't have to worry about him. He's doing better. He's doing worse. It doesn't make a difference. You have a mission to be the best you could become. And that's a direct mission from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, going back to what we said before, one would think that talking about achieving greatness, because using all our tools that we were given by Hashem to become an Eved Hashem, what in the world does that have to do with the Parsha about Emunah? The Emunah of Dam, Tzvadei, Akim, Arav, the seven Makos, and this week's Parsha. Emunah by Hashem, believe in Hashem. So I think perhaps this is the greatest implementation of Emunah by Hashem that we can have. Of course we believe that Hashem is running the world. Of course we know that He could do Makos and change Teva, and He's here and He's present. But the question is, does that really enter into our psyche? Does that really, really penetrate into our hearts? And the question is if you can believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He relates to your life, mamish, in that we are who we are. Everything that happens in our life, not just the happens, anything we're given, any of the tools that we're given, our hand given to us, direct from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, here, I'm giving you this gene and that gene and this personality and this ability and that strength and that weakness. Everything is tailor-made for you. Here, go ahead and do and be the best you could be. There's no greater expression of the Lune of Hashem. I'm not supposed to be him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask me to be that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me where I am, with what I am, to become the best one I could be. So if a person internalizes that yisod, to become an Eved Hashem, why? Because he believes that everything in his life and about his life is directly given to him by Hashem, and he uses it for the best, then he could be mamish, an Eved Hashem, and he could be like Moshe and Aaron. We're not asked to become Moshe. We're not asked to become Aaron. We're not asked to become Rosh Hashiva. We're asked to be the best one we can be. And there's no greater expression of Emunah. You see the Makos. You see what happened in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And guess what? He continues to run the world. And in the biggest way, you have to feel like he is directing traffic, specifically in your own life. And you just have to do the right thing when you reach a certain decision. Should you learn? Or should you do other things? Should you do the right thing? Do the wrong thing? Every single time you have a challenge, you have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me straight. He's saying, pick the right thing. Like you heard this past week. I just want to end with one more thing that I heard yesterday. I was running, dragging my son off by Gan, and one of my friends who has a kid there as well, he's like, oh, let me tell you a quick board. And I was really rushing. I was like, I sort of almost said no, but he told me something unbelievable, totally unrelated to becoming an Eved Hashem. He said that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the ground of Makas Kinan because the ground saved Moshe Rabbeinu. The ground helped Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu hid the Mitzri in the ground. So he asked me an obvious question. Hold on a second. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away. Why? It was found out that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. So I don't understand. What kind of a Akar Satov is this to the ground? The ground didn't help him. He was exposed anyway. Says my friend, I'm not sure he's quoting. What do you see from here? Hakaras HaTov is not dependent upon the results. The ground didn't help him, but the ground was there to help him. He tried to use the ground to help him. It doesn't make a difference what the results were. Having Hakaras HaTov and gratitude to somebody that tries to help you, even if it turns out that it didn't help you b'chlal, there's still a requirement, there's still a necessity, there's still a reason to have Hakaras HaTov. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the Tziyata D'Shemaya to maximize our tools. I'd say maximize our potential. But I have to tell you, I once heard from Rabbi Daniel Kalashita on a tape. He said, maybe he would say potential in this case. He said even strong language. It's not appropriate to say to somebody, oh, he has a lot of potential. When you say to somebody, you have a lot of potential, it's saying, right now you're nothing, but you can be great. That's like a very not nice thing to say. Oh, he has a lot of potential. That means he's not doing right. There seems to be no positive aspect. But maybe when I say you should maximize potential, it doesn't mean you're not maximizing. Okay, maybe not. Right? You can maximize your kochos. Take whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you in this world and become like Moshe Rabbeinu, become like Aaron. How so? Become an Eved Hashem. Take everything, and it can be, even if you're working and you're in school and whatever it is, you're taking care of a family, it doesn't make a difference. If every Echad HaMarbe, if it's a ton, Echad HaMamed, if it's a little bit, the key is, if your decisions and your actions are rooted in what would an Eved of Hashem do right now? Then you'll be zeichet to reach the levels of Moshe and Aaron, and we should all be matzliach in our lives. Happy Shabbos.